Good morning, Mrs. Machado.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
Interim President Juan Guaido announced that humanitarian aid would enter the country on Saturday. So what will happen this weekend?
Well, we will see if Nicolás Maduro finally understands that the Venezuelan people, as well as international community, are determined to stop the tragedy, this human catastrophe that's taking place in Venezuela. This is something that we've not seen ever before, such a wide international coalition from nations around the world that are committed to stop the death and starvation of a society. Maduro has said he would not let the humanitarian aid come into Venezuela, but certainly the pressure is growing from within and from outside.
Did Mr. Guaido set the stage for a showdown with President Nicolas Maduro?
I think President Guaido has been very clear and responsible in terms of what ought to happen in order to move into a transition to democracy in Venezuela. It is important to understand that we are not fighting against a conventional dictatorship. In Venezuela, what has been established is a criminal state that has links to narco-trafficking cartels up to terrorist groups that benefit from the illegal activities that take place in our country. So it is a very, very difficult moment and very certainly dangerous hours what we're living right now.
Do you expect the Venezuelan army to block humanitarian aid?
I certainly hope I will not see that image ever. Believe me, Venezuelan soldiers and officials go back to their homes and find empty tables and hungry families, as well as the rest of our population. Maduro has put them in between the hunger and starvation of a society and the food and medicine that it has been arriving in our borders. I would certainly expect for the military, the Venezuelan military, to stand on the side of our people, our constitution, and their own country.
But so far, why the Venezuelan military is backing Mr. Maduro?
There's a profound fracture in Venezuelan armed forces. One thing is the top brass that are generals, that are completely involved in criminal activities and have huge amounts of fortunes. And something very different is what the soldier and official feels right now. That's why we're seeing hundreds of them that have been detained, tortured, and even their families, in many cases, have been kidnapped.
So what do you expect the armed forces to do in the next days?
I do expect that we will reach a point in which at least, let's say, that the major part of the armed forces finally takes the risk and but at the same time the responsibility to follow the instructions of our legitimate president Juan Guaido and not the criminal Nicolás Maduro.
If you want to improve this living standards of the population, should the opposition demand that the U.S. government lifts economic sanctions?
Look, the only way to stop the tragedy we're living right now is to take out the mafia system, to dismantle a criminal regime that has produced intentionally this hunger and this exodus. This was produced intentionally in order to create a situation of domination, total domination of Venezuelan society. So, of course, we cannot live on humanitarian aid. We need a Venezuelan private sector, production sector that is vibrant and that once again produces what our society needs to nourish itself. That will only happen in a democratic Venezuela with rule of law and rights respected to every citizen. And that's what we're fighting for.
But according to reports to the UN Human Rights Council, a lift of the sanction would help the people. So why don't you ask clearly for an immediate lift of the sanctions?
Believe me, I will be very clear on this. the sanctions were not the cause of the tragedy we're living today. Venezuela, before the sanctions took place, already had over 80% of our population living in poverty, 15% of our youngest kids with critical malnutrition. This was not produced by external decisions, but by the wrongdoing of a criminal and corrupt system, first Chavez and then developed by Nicolás Maduro.
The worsening of living standards can easily be blamed by Mr. Maduro on the U.S., on President Trump.
Well, yes, and also he has blamed the Catholic Church, and he has blamed the union leaders and the students and even the housewives. That's how this communist system works, blaming others and using huge amounts to develop propaganda machines in order to not to assume the responsibility that it's behind. But now it's very clear, believe me. Today, over 90% of the Venezuelan population desperately wants Maduro to go.
Mrs. Machado, Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil or Ivan Duque in Colombia, they are taking a harder line towards Mr. Maduro, such as Donald Trump. Is that the backing you're seeking for?
As well as many countries in the EU as well, and that's something we certainly want, and many countries in Asia and some in Africa as well. This proves to you that this has nothing to do or stopped being a long time ago an issue between right and left. What we're dealing right now in Venezuela is, as I said, a criminal state in which we want to bring back justice and the rule of law.
The man who plotted Mr. Guaido's rise is opposition leader Leopoldo López. Do you consider Mr. López is still dreaming of leading Venezuela?
I think Leopoldo López is a good friend and a courageous citizen. And believe me, this generation will have many men and women to recognize as you know, the emblem of courage and force and dignity to fight for what we believe. And certainly Leopoldo López is one of them.
The regime says Mr. Guaido is his puppet.
Everybody knows here who's who. And Juan Guaido has acted with courage and responsibility. And that's why the Venezuelan people support him strongly.
So far, the opposition in Venezuela has been deeply divided. How to unite it on a long-term basis?
That's one of the myths the regime wanted to portray. And that's absolutely not true. The Venezuelan people, we are more united than ever. Believe me, we know what we don't want. We do not want corruption. We do not want crime. We do not want more socialism that has brought so much poverty and death to our country.
Mrs. Machado, you personally have been supposed by the German paper Süddeutsche Zeitung to have had the idea to trigger Article 233 of the Venezuelan Constitution to allow Mr. Juan Guaido to declare himself interim president last month. Is that right? Was it your idea?
When we reached this point 6 months ago, when it was evident that there was no precedent recognized by the world nor by the Venezuelans, and that we would reach that point in which our constitution stated that the president of the National Assembly of the Parliament should take power, that was the way to move forward. And that's what I stated privately and publicly.
So if I got it right, your answer was yes, it was your idea.
I would not say it was only my idea. I'm sure many people share that view. We are moving in the right direction. And we will see a critical moment in a transition that will be very complex, very delicate, but I'm sure we will have not only the talent, experience, and will of the Venezuelans, but also the support of the bloc of West democratic nations.
Maria Corina Machado, many thanks.
Thank you very much.